What if innovation wasn't about random brainstorming or waiting for lightning to strike? Larry Keeley's 10 Types of Innovation shatters the myth that innovation is mysterious art, replacing it with disciplined science. After analyzing nearly 2,000 successful innovations across 3 decades, Keeley created what he calls the periodic table for innovation, a system as foundational as Mendeleev's was to chemistry. Most innovation efforts fail spectacularly. Studies show 95% don't return their capital cost. The problem isn't lack of creativity, but lack of discipline. While executives might tolerate brainstorming sessions with colorful sticky notes, these techniques rarely produce meaningful results. The 10 Types framework organizes innovation into 3 categories: configuration, how you organize and profit, offering, what you provide, and experience, how customers interact with you. Companies using multiple innovation types create breakthroughs that earn disproportionate returns and resist competitor copying. Even dominant firms like Kodak can fall, despite pioneering new technologies, if they don't innovate comprehensively. Innovation isn't invention. It requires customer understanding, partnerships, and sustainable economics. When you target significant problems rather than easy wins, you create comprehensive solutions that can truly transform markets. The first 3 innovation types, profit model, network, and structure, form the invisible foundation for customer-facing innovations. Profit model innovations create new ways to monetize offerings. Gillette's razor and blades model, cheap, durable components with premium disposables, has spread across industries, though Gillette initially used the reverse approach until patents expired in 1921. Network innovations leverage external capabilities, as seen in Target's designer collaborations that began with Michael Graves in 1999, eventually generating hundreds of millions in revenue. Structure innovations organize company assets uniquely. Whole Foods Market employs radical decentralization through self-directed teams with unusual autonomy. W.L. Gore uses a flat lattice model with small teams to maximize member input. Process innovations transform core operations for unique capabilities and market-leading margins. Zara reimagined fashion supply chains, reducing design-to-store time to 3 weeks through an integrated system. Store managers maintain minimal inventory, while employees relay customer preferences to designers. New styles arrive twice weekly, enabling rapid trend response. Though invisible to customers, these configuration innovations create the foundation that enables everything else. Product performance innovations enhance value, features, and quality of offerings. While often mistaken as the entirety of innovation, it's just one type, and frequently the easiest for competitors to copy. OXO Good Grips emerged when Sam Farber observed his arthritic wife struggling with kitchen tools. His user-friendly designs, launched in 1990, appealed broadly despite costing 5 times more than standard options. Dyson's dual cyclone vacuum required 15 years and 5,000 prototypes before becoming the UK's best-selling vacuum within 22 months. Product system innovations connect individual products into ecosystems. Microsoft Office evolved from separate programs into an integrated suite where applications work seamlessly together, creating greater value than standalone alternatives. Mozilla's Firefox leverages an open-source platform, enabling hundreds of developer-created plugins. These innovations increase switching costs. Once customers invest time learning a system, they resist abandoning it, as with Apple's ecosystem. Product performance remains vital despite its vulnerability to copying, but should rarely stand alone. When combined with other innovation types, product innovations become more defensible. The most effective innovators maintain a relentless focus on solving real customer problems rather than adding unnecessary features. Service innovations enhance offering value. Zappos demonstrates this through their Deliver Wow Through Service core value. Their representatives can take extraordinary measures, from sending flowers to ordering competitors' products, ensuring exceptional experiences that led to Amazon's $1.1 billion acquisition. During the 2009 recession, Hyundai's assurance program addressed economic anxiety by allowing customers to return vehicles if they lost their job within a year. Channel innovations determine how offerings reach customers. Nespresso makes coffee capsules available through multiple channels, 270-plus retail stores, partner kiosks, and online ordering. M-Pesa, a Vodafone Safaricom venture, enabled Kenyans to manage money via cell phone SMS, serving 16 million users across 8 African countries by 2012 and providing financial access to the unbanked. Service and channel innovations often complement each other, creating seamless experiences that build lasting customer relationships beyond individual transactions. Brand innovations help customers recognize and prefer your offerings through a distinct promise. Virgin evolved from a record shop to a global investment group, targeting important but dull industries and injecting fun into them. Intel's Intel Inside campaign elevated component branding, increasing the perceived value of computers with their mark. Customer engagement innovations develop meaningful connections between companies and customers. Blizzard's World of Warcraft engages millions through collaborative gameplay that encourages teamwork, with its fourth expansion selling 2.7 million copies in its first week. Mint.com simplifies financial management by auto-updating information, while Foursquare grants mayorships to frequent visitors, creating status competitions. The brands you love make you feel something beyond their functional benefits. Brand and engagement innovations transform transactions into emotional bonds based on shared values, creating passionate customer communities that drive advocacy, loyalty, and growth. Successful innovators combine innovation types into strategic plays for specific market opportunities. Business model-driven plays include open invitation strategies that encourage external collaboration. GSK partners with outside experts to share development risks, with 50% of their product pipeline now externally influenced. Collaborative consumption plays transform ownership models through connectivity, as seen with Zipcar integrating expenses into hourly rates and maintaining quality through community reporting. Platform-driven plays establish commerce hubs like Kickstarter, which became the premier platform for creators to find audiences and funding, taking 5% of committed funds, over $400 million within 3 years. Experience ecosystem plays build seamless systems of products and services, exemplified by Apple's iTunes ecosystem that revolutionized multiple industries. Customer experience-driven plays connect with people's desires for recognition, immersion, or values alignment. Patagonia emerged when Yvonne Chouinard created reusable climbing equipment to prevent environmental damage, evolving into their mission to build the best product and cause no unnecessary harm. These strategic combinations create innovations that are both more valuable to customers and harder for competitors to replicate. While innovation tradecraft is critical, mindset is equally essential. Tradecraft tells you what to do, but mindset determines how you think. Every innovation initiative benefits from a pirate approach, scrappy, undaunted, improvisational, and unconventional. Build your innovation efforts like a pirate ship, stealthy, maneuverable, lightning fast, and terrifying to incumbents. Effective innovators approach problems with bold vision, questioning industry assumptions while combining analytical rigor with creative thinking. Innovation is too important to leave to chance. When done right, it solves tough problems, stuns competitors, delights customers, and reinvents entire fields. The 10 types framework provides a systematic approach that moves beyond product-centric thinking. Instead of defaulting to sticky notes and brainstorming, use this framework to map which innovation types you're currently using and which you're ignoring. Look for strategic combinations that could transform your offering. True innovation isn't about isolated genius moments. It's about systematically combining multiple innovation types to create something unprecedented. Are you ready to think like an innovation pirate?